Mornings with Morgan on Windsor's Country.
It's Windsor's Country Mornings. On the show right now is my friend Nancy Tessier. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you today?
Good. Now, your fundraiser was literally the first place in Windsor last year to put up one of those massive Home Depot skeletons. How tall is that thing?
It's 12 feet, and it can be seen again this year.
Now, does this skeleton have a name yet?
The skeleton?
Come on, Nancy, you haven't named your skeleton yet?
Well, it's not my skeleton. Listen, I helped name the hearse that is there. Her name is Elvira, so I'm like, yes.
Oh, man, I got it. We got it. This is a missed opportunity to name a skeleton.
No, the skeleton has no name.
I'm going to think of some names for you. It would be hilarious, Nancy, if you got that skeleton like a massive coat or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we'll work on that. So, Nancy is one of the organizers of the Stuff a Casket and Spread the Warmth Coat and Sock Drive. Now, who are we helping this year? Who are we collecting coats and socks for this year?
This year, the Hazemiths are going to Coats for Kids, like every year. But the socks are going to Street Help. They seem to need a lot of help, and John decided the efforts are going to go there this year.
Now, can you donate coats, or were you just asking for mitts and hats and the socks?
I'm asking for hats and mittens and gloves and scarves, smaller items. But I have been receiving some coats. Now, I'm not going to discourage anyone from dropping off the coats, and here's the reason. We have a lot of families struggling in Windsor and Essex County, and the families that went out last year and bought new winter gear for their kids because they're expecting the kids to go to school or whatever, well, those kids outgrew those items without ever wearing them.
Yes.
So we have so many new things coming in, like brand new, never worn, or maybe worn once or twice to go, you know, shopping with mom and dad or something.
Wow.
And we have some older items that are coming in. A woman dropped off a bag yesterday. I mean, a great big ginormous bag. I was so excited. And it was full of coats.
Amazing.
She washed everything and dropped it off. And last year, I wasn't accepting coats or jackets because I have no room to store it.
Right.
But you know what? I'll find the room. I will make room. I will carve out space somewhere.
Now, there's two donation spots. And basically, the fundraiser is at two different homes in the Riverside area. And basically, they're fully decked out houses. So where are they and what can people expect to see?
So what's called the Lost Soul Cemetery is at 10310 Caledon Court in Forest Glade. And that's where you will see the 12-foot skeleton that has no name. But might have a coat next year. I don't know.
I love that.
So John changes it up every year. He keeps adding to his displays. He bought a whole bunch of stuff again this year. So he has a lot to see. Spend an hour there because it's going to take at least that long to see everything. He also has a casket, and that's where you put the donations inside the casket.
Very cool.
He also has a hearse, and the hearse has a casket inside it, and I think there's a surprise in the casket, so I'm going to kind of leave it there as far as that goes. So you can take pictures with the hearse, with the displays.
Very cool.
All the goodies. He's got fog machines. I mean, we have fog machines at both locations, but his are very eerie. You get that whole sense. And mine is at 2478 Buckingham Drive. It's a little more kid-friendly. We do have a display in front of the garage door. It's one of those big banners that photographers use. You step in front of it and you take pictures. So we're doing that this year so the kids have a little something. They can look at the displays. They can drop off their donations. They can take pictures in front of the displays and in front of our skeletons. Our skeletons are friendlier. They just wave at people. our tombstones are a little more tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
I don't know if you remember from last year. I'm always thinking about the kids. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's right. It's like the more PG sort of location.
Yeah.
And what's nice is that you can enjoy these locations out in Riverside at nighttime and in the day, because I did take my kids last year in the day it was raining, but I'm like, I don't care. I want to see all the effort you put in. And of course, I wanted to make my donation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post all the details at country959.com. It is definitely an outing for the family, and you can help somebody stay warm, you know, as chilly season is upon us. Now, remind everybody, on Halloween night, if they see a teal pumpkin, what does that mean? I don't know if a lot of people know this.
If people go out and they see a teal pumpkin on someone's porch, there are a lot of kids with allergies, and I'm not sure if people know about the teal pumpkin project. If you put a teal pumpkin on your front porch, it indicates that you're giving non-food items, like little trinkets or toys or whatever, so that children with allergies can still be included in the whole trick and treat experience without risking their health by eating something that they might potentially be allergic to.
Yes, so I always do the teal pumpkin too, but a lot of people don't know what that means when they see a teal pumpkin.
So I'm really hoping that people understand the different color pumpkins. You know, there's a teal pumpkin, there's a dark blue for autistic kids that are still kids, but they might appear to be grown-ups.
Yes.
So we want people to be kind. If you see someone with a blue pumpkin, please don't say, you know, aren't you too old to be out trick-or-treating.
No.
Please be kind.
Oh, I agree 100%. Now, it's the Windsor Business Networks that kind of spearhead both of these locations in Riverside.
It is. It's Windsor Business Networks. We are sponsored this year by Blackburn Radio. All four of your stations, Cool 100.7, Mix 96.7, Windsor's Country 95.9, and 92.7. And we appreciate that so much. We hope that we partner with you every year. I mean, this is amazing. You get the word out. You help us help the community. And we're also sponsored by Erie Billiards and Extreme FX. And it helps the community. You're doing something that feels good for you, and it's going to help someone and make a little kid happy and warmer. And we're getting back to more normal as we knew it in the past. So kids are getting out more. Kids are going to school. Kids need warm clothes. And that's where the community comes in. I cannot believe the generosity of the community. It's amazing. Windsor, Essex County is amazing because when there is a need, when there's a call out for any sort of need, they rise to the task and they go above and beyond. Last year, we collected 1,820 items. 1,820 items. That's amazing.
I'm blown away by that. From people just wanting to see a cool Halloween display and going through their closet. That's incredible, Nancy. Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of them, we have anticipated over 500 just hats and gloves this year. We have two individuals that have been collecting all year. One woman has been knitting all year long. So we're really excited to get those donations in, because we know that there's going to be a greater need this year.
Oh, you know what?
The parents that have been out of work all year and the kids going back to school, well, where's that money going to come from to keep your kids warm? We'd rather see you put your money towards the food and keeping the heat on.
Yeah.
And we'll help you dress your kids.
Oh, I love it. I love that you're doing it again. It is the Windsor Business Networks and Lost Soul Cemetery collecting socks, hats, mittens that would be donated to Coats for Kids and Street Help. And it's already on. People can already drive by and see it. And it goes until, I'm assuming, Halloween night, correct?
That's right.
Well, you were talking about that lady that knits. You need to get her to crochet some socks for that skeleton. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
Well, Nancy, I always appreciate it. This is one of my favorite times of the year when you guys get together and do this on your properties. And I have thought about some skeleton names. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Should I be writing these down?
You go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so the first one is John Bon Jovi.
Oh, my gosh.
Indiana Bones. And my personal favorite, Albert Spinstein.
Indiana Bones and Albert.
Listen, put it out there as a vote. Get people on your Facebook page and stuff voting on, you know, they can even submit their own names, you know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to talk to John and do something with that.
John will think of something funny. That's awesome.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Mornings with Morgan.